Have a blessing, brothers and sisters. Can everyone hear me? Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. If everyone can put their prayer requests in the chat room, we will start with prayer. I have many unspokens and travel mercies for next week. Looks like everybody else has unspokens as well. Brother Dwayne, Sister Pam, Brother Joe, Sister Ida, Jania, Denise. Mindy, Leticia says, wait, okay, I am waiting. Brothers Gabriel and Isaiah says, it's praying for healings. Janice's asking for praying for many unspokens. Sister Alvy unspokens. Sister Luna protection on row for camp meeting. Yep. Tribal mercies for all those that will be traveling, whether by car or plane. Okay, I'll give another minute or so we can get started. Got some lag today. Okay, it looks like that's everybody. I'll catch if it pops up. So, all right, let's get down on our knees. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for another Sabbath day. Thank you for bringing us all together to listen and to congregate and to fellowship and just to praise you all together today. And Father, if we have any sins on us, please, please forgive us of our sins. Please cleanse us, make us whole again. And Father, we lift up all the prayer requests that are in the chat room today, all the unspokens, for healings, for those that are grieving right now. Please bless them with peace of mind and heart, as well as for other family members too. And all that will be traveling to camp meeting next week, please bless us all too, whether it's by car or plane or other means of travel. And we thank you for giving us the opportunity and protecting us during the camp meeting as well. And please bless this children's study today, and please bridle my tongue and all that will speak on your behalf this hour. And so that you may be glorified and that we may learn and glorify you with all that we learned today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So Sabbath blessings, everybody, and all that are, all the little children that are here in the chat room or on WTBR. Welcome if you're new as well. Before we get started with our story, we are going to share some praises. So as I wait for your praises to pop up in the room, I will share mine. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy, the peace, the love, His grace, His mercy, long-suffering, forgiveness. I can go on and on. Everything that He gives us each and every day. I also want to praise the Lord for the strength and energy to get through another week. It was a very busy week, but praise the Lord that He got me through it. And I praise the Lord for the Sabbath each and every week. You know, time to refocus our minds from the world and rest completely, mentally and physically. I also want to praise the Lord for nature walks. I like to, you know, get out a few days a week at least, walking around, whether with my doggies or the kids that I babysit. I want to praise the Lord for travel mercies, like I mentioned in prayer. You know, all those will be traveling next week, as well as just during the week, too. Even whether it's, you know, to the camp meeting or if they're staying home, you know, just around their area, you know, going to the grocery stores or whatever they may have to do. Praise the Lord for trials and learning to smile through those trials. The blessings, healings, family, job, health, and, of course, my church family. All right, so we got some praises already. So brothers Gabriel and Isaiah, praises the Lord for all the blessings and for all the healing He has done, for the nice weather, for allowing us to be able to be here another Sabbath day, for keeping us safe throughout the week, for this church family, for the roof over our head, and for the food He provides. Praise the Lord for all the wonderful praises. Amen. Sister Jania, praises the Lord for many strengths and help this week. Amen. Sister Ida, praises the Lord for His many blessings and for all the things He does for us every day. Amen. Sister Luna, praises the Lord for always helping the poor, sick, and needy, for His protection on the road to Texas and back home, and praise Him for making animals and flowers. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they're so cute to watch, all the animals and even the flowers, just so beautiful to think of how the Lord created all of them, and they're just so perfect. I mean, He's perfect, right? So, of course, His creation is going to be perfect, too. And with humans, you know, they like to mess it up. So, but there's still beauty in what He created. So, Sister Fran, praises the Lord for the Lord, for the Lord for her salvation. And all the blessings that He gives her. I praise the Lord for ever learning in His Word and also living in His Word too. I praise the Lord for everything. Amen. Sister Pam, praises the Lord. Last night a bear was on her street going through people's garbage. Praise the Lord He didn't get in her garbage. Praise the Lord for that owl I seen 4 days in a row last week and for the beautiful rainbow this morning. Amen. Sister Denise praises and thanks the Lord for His mercy, forgiveness, protection, correction, for the trials, and for His words and truth. Also thanks the Lord for His beloved church family and their prayers, for the indwelling and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Sister Mindy praises the Lord for this beautiful Sabbath day, for salvation, the joy and peace it brings, her wisdom tooth being pulled that was causing her pain, her health, healthy food He provides, and my beloved church family, and many, many blessings, and His wonderful love. Amen, sister. Well, praise the Lord that you got that out, and then hopefully you're okay now, and you don't have any more pain. Sister Mary praises the Lord for His mercy, patience, long-suffering, picking up on how the devil uses people to try to create chaos in your life. Yes, praise the Lord for discernment. Praise the Lord for the beautiful weather and for everything He does for us. Amen. Sister Barbara praises the Lord for salvation and the joy that comes with it. And praise the Lord for travel, protections, and love. Amen. Wonderful praises. Thank you. I'll wait another minute or so so everybody can get their praises in. Hopefully all the weather around you guys is good too. I think ours is going to be in the 80s today. It was already getting hot when we went outside earlier to walk. Okay, that looks like everybody. Okay, yeah, it'll be 88 today, 80s, yep. It's around the same thing for everybody then. Okay. All right, so let's get started with our story for today. And today is the last story of the study series we've been doing on the life of Christ. So, Lord willing, next week, Sister Janisa will be taking over again. To do her study series. Oh, Brother Damien has a praise the Lord for all he has done for us, and praise the Lord for all he has made, and for keeping us safe on the way to Texas and back. Praise the Lord, brother. All right, let's get started. All right, so this story is about Christ's second coming. Mount Olivet was from Jerusalem about 1 mile. It was there that the Lord Jesus Christ retired with his disciples just before he ascended. And after informing them that the Holy Ghost should come upon them and that they should be witnesses of him, even unto the uttermost part of the earth, Jesus was taken up from them and a cloud received him out of their sight. While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men, angels, stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." We can find that in Acts 1, verses 9 through 12. And the above testimony of the angels is not only the precious promise that Christ will come again, but the manner of his coming is plainly pointed out. He will so come in like manner out of heaven as he was seen to go up from Mount Olivet into heaven. After Jesus was raised from the dead, he showed to Thomas the marks of the crucifixion in his risen, glorious body. With that same body, he remained on the earth 40 days. With the same body, he ascended into heaven. With the same body, he has been a tender, merciful mediator or priest for more than 1,800 years. And with that very same body, bearing the marks of the crucifixion, he will return a second time unto this world. Those marks will then be his glory. But they that pierced him and nailed him to the cross will wail because of him. The Apostle Paul has plainly testified that the Lord himself is coming. And to guard us against the error of the supposing that his second coming was anything else than that person that went up into heaven to return out of heaven again, he declares that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. 1 Thessalonians verses, chapter 4, verse 16. When he comes the second time, he will come with clouds and be seen in like manner as he was seen to go up from Mount Olivet. When a cloud received him out of the sight, or out of the sight of his disciples, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1, verse 7. Our Lord himself, in speaking of his second coming, says, "And then shall appear the sign of the man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, with power and great glory." Matthew 24, verse 30. The disciples, who had great love for their Lord, gazed with the greatest anxiety into heaven as Jesus ascended. They did not understand that he was then to lead them. He had once been torn from them by wicked hands and been crucified and laid in a tomb. This must have grieved them exceedingly. But when they saw him after his resurrection, their hearts were filled with joy. And had not the two angels appeared on Mount Olivet and told them that Jesus would return again in like manner as he went away, they would doubtless have been overwhelmed with grief. With what rapturous joy would they have hailed their dear Lord had they then returned to them, or had he returned to them? Those who have left their sins and given themselves wholly to the Lord to serve him may also love his glorious appearing. If he is their Savior, their very best friend, they will love the doctrine of his coming and feel to say, "Come, Lord Jesus, and come quickly." Amen. Maranatha. All right, and he will come again, and that's what we're looking forward to, right? And we got to get ready for his second coming. We got to make sure all our sins are confessed and forgiven, and you know our characters are what he wants us to have and reflects his. So let's all get ready. Praise the Lord. Okay, all right. Before we get on with our quiz, we'll have a song by Brother Twain.
We need you, O Lord. We must come out of the world. We love you, Lord. We need you, O Lord. We must come out of the world. We love you, Lord. We need you, O Lord. We must come out of the world. We love you, Lord. We need to come to you, who has saved us from our sins. You, Lord, who has saved us from our sins. You, Lord, we need you to drive us into obedience. Oh, Lord, you are my God. Oh, Lord, you are my God. Save me from the world of carelessness. Who can save us from sinfulness? You, oh, Jesus Christ, who can save us from sinfulness? You, oh, Jesus Christ, save me from sin. We need you, Christ, forever. We need you, Christ, forever. We need you to drive us into obedience. Oh, Lord, you are my God. Oh, Lord, you are my God. Save me from the world of carelessness. Who can save us from sinfulness? You, O Jesus Christ. Who can save us from sinfulness? You, O Jesus Christ. Save me from sin. We need you, Christ, forever. We need you, Christ, forever. Who can save us from sinfulness? You, O Jesus Christ. Save me from sin. We need you, Christ, forever. We need you, Christ, forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen, little brother Damien. Praise the Lord. Yes, we need Christ forever. Forever and ever. And we will be with him in heaven for eternity. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's get started with our quiz. Question number one. Where did Jesus retire with his disciples just before he ascended into heaven? A. Gethsemane. B. Mount Olivet. Or C. Wilderness? Correct. Yep, the answer is B, Mount Olivet. All right, question number two. What stood by when he ascended? A, two angels. B, doves. Or C, Pharisees? Correct. Yep, the answer is A, two angels. Question number three. What did they say to the disciples who stood gazing into heaven? So I want the verse or the statement that they said and the reference in the Bible where it came from. What did they say to the disciples who stood gazing into heaven? So basically, you're just going to quote the scripture. I'll give you a hint. It's in the book of Acts. Okay, yep. A couple of you got it. Okay, yep. So, yes, it is in Acts, verse 1, 9 through 12. In particular, I think it's verse 11. Many men of Galilee, why stand ye gaze up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, so shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Question number 4. What is there in the testimony of the angels? This is fill in the blanks. Blank, 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 and blank, he will return. Good job. Yep, that's Christ's second coming and how he will return. All right, question number 5. How will he come? A, out of heaven and clouds. B, through a shooting star. Or C, through a comet. Correct. Yeah, the answer is A. He'll come out of heaven in clouds. All right, question number 6. What will the marks of the crucifixion then be? Christ, blank. Hey, good job. Yep. Christ's glory. Amen for that. And that he defeated death. Right? So praise the Lord. Question number 7. Who will wail because of him? Who will wail because of him? Will it be his disciples, Pharisees, or Pilate, Herod? Correct, yep, those that pierced him. And those that mocked and scorned him, did all those wicked things to him. Okay, all right, question number 8. What has the Apostle Paul declared relative to the Lord himself coming to earth the second time? This is another one that I want you to quote the scripture. And give you a hint in 1 Thessalonians. Okay, 3 people so far. Okay, yep. So So pretty much everybody's got the same thing. Yep, so 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. All right. Question number 9. What will he come with? A, stars. B, rain. Or C, clouds. Correct. Yep, he will come with clouds. Just like he ascended into heaven with clouds, he'll descend with clouds at his second coming. All right. Question number 10. What does the Lord himself say in speaking of his second coming? This is another verse. It's in Matthew 24. What verse is it? What did Jesus say about his second coming? Good job. All right. Yes. Matthew 24, verse 30. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Amen. We all can't wait for that day. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. All right. Children and brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining another children's story with me, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to do these stories with you for the time that I've been doing them, and I've enjoyed it very much. I've been very blessed, and I will see you next time. All right, Sabbath blessings. God bless.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? All right, praise the Lord. And thank you so much, Sister Katie, for the wonderful lessons that you have given us. It was a true blessing. So really, really enjoyed it. Praise the Lord. All right. So this Sabbath, we're going to start it's going to be a four-part lesson. And it's Why the Ten Commandments Still Matter. Okay. So we will get started. This is part one. Thou shalt have no other blank before me, Exodus 23. Very good. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, Exodus 23. Question number 2. Son of man, these men have set up their blank in their heart and put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their face. Should I be inquired of it all by them? That's Ezekiel 14:3. Very good. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their heart. All right. Very good. Question number 3. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is blank. And that's Colossians 3:5. Very good. The answer is idolatry. Very good. All right, question number 4. We often picture the worship of false gods as bowing down to a carved idol of wood, stone, or metal. While that form of worship still takes place today around the world, the Bible declares that ungodly passions and priorities that take God's place of preeminence is in our life can also be an act of idolatry, true or false? Very good. The answer is true. Anything that we put before God can be an idol. All right, next question. Question number 5. Thou shalt not make unto thee any blank image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in water under the earth. Thou shalt not blank down thyself unto them, nor serve them. That's Exodus 20, verse 4 through 5. Very good. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, and thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them nor serve them. All right, next question. You guys are doing a great job. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do blank, neither also is it in them to do blank. And that's Jeremiah 10:5. Very good. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. All right, question number 7. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into a blank, made like to corruptible men and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the blank more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Very good. And it says, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. And then the second one is, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. All right, question number 8. Fallen man has always looked for a physical object of his trust and affection, to worship something seen with earthly eyes. Even today, millions hope for prosperity, health, and protection through man-made articles. Idols, charms, crucifix, or even a photo. Some choose to trust in other people of power or influence. Placing our faith and trust in any earthly object is an offense to God's redemptive love, reassuring promises, and sovereign power. True or false? Very good. The answer is true. All right, question number 9. I might have a little lag going on. Question number 9. There we go. I think the lag is on my side. Thou shalt not take the blank of the Lord thy God in blank, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Exodus 27. And very good. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. The Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. All right. And by the way, that's the verse that we were to memorize for this Sabbath. So, all right, next question. That in the blank of Jesus every knee should blank of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. All right, very good. That in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. All right, praise the Lord. Question number 11. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other blank under heaven given among men whereby we must be blank. And that's Acts 4:12. Very good. There is none other name under heaven given among man whereby we must be saved. All right, next question. Misuse of God's name pervades our society in conversation, social media, literature, television, video games, and movies. Even professing Christians often fail to stand apart from the world regarding this commandment. It's so sad that the name of Jesus Christ is singled out on a global scale for ridicule, slander, misuse, cursing, and blasphemy. There is only one name by which every knee will bow, one name by which there is salvation, one name that is feared by the prince of this world. Whose name is that? Amen. Jesus Christ is that name. We all know that there is so much power in that name. Even the devils flee when we say in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. All right. Question number 13. Oh, that was the last one. Okay. I thought we had more. All right. Well, you know what? We're going to go on to our Ten Commandments. All right. I want you to get your Bibles ready. We're going to be going over the commandments in Exodus chapter 20. So let me know when you're ready. Exodus chapter 20. And you all did a great job on that lesson. Praise the Lord. Everybody ready? Okay, so before we get started, we're going to type in the room commandment number 3 that we were supposed to memorize without looking at the Bible or looking at any reference, and just do the best you can, okay? If it's not exactly how it's worded in the Bible, that's okay. Just do the best you can, okay? We're learning how to memorize verses, which is really important, okay? So go ahead and type in commandment number 3, as it is written in, I believe, Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy chapter 5. It's worded exactly the same. So that commandment is the same in both of those books. I'll type in the verse for commandment number 3. And if you can put the verse number in there, that's extra credit. All right, we got one in there. Very good, Gabriel and Isaiah. Yeah, he corrected that. Yeah, very good. All right, you guys are doing great. Praise the Lord. That one wasn't so hard to memorize. I know commandment number 2 was pretty challenging. All right, great job, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Exodus 20, verse 7. All right, praise the Lord. All right, so what we're going to do now, I'm going to make it a little easy on everybody this Sabbath. I'm going to give you the verse, all right, or verses, and I want you to look them up in Exodus chapter 20, and you tell me what number commandment that is, and what is that commandment, okay? All right, here we go. Let's get started. We're going to start out with, I want you to look at verse 13. And if it's a short verse, type the whole verse in the room if you can. Look up Exodus 20, verse 13. Okay, we're getting our answers in. Very good. That is commandment number 6. Thou shalt not kill. All right, the next one. Here we go. This is going to be verses. I want you to look at verses 4 through 6. And you don't have to type the verses in the room because it's pretty long. And this is the verse we memorized last Sabbath. Look at verses 4 through 6. What commandment is that? And what is that commandment? Or what number of commandment? I'm sorry. What is that commandment? Very good. That is commandment number 2. And I'll read that commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children under the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. All right, very good. All right, on to the next one. I want you to look up verse 16. Verse 16. What number commandment and what is that commandment? And you can type the whole commandment in there. It's not very long. Waiting for people to get their answers in. All right, very good. That is commandment number 9. And it reads, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. All right, on to the next one. You guys are doing a great job. Praise the Lord. All right, the next one, I want you to look up verse 12. Exodus 20, verse 12. And what number commandment is that? And what is that commandment? That's the commandment that promises a long life if we obey it. All right, very good. That is commandment number 5. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. All right, on to the next one. I want you to look at verse 14. And that's a short verse, so you can put the verse in the room. What number commandment and what is that verse? Verse 14. Very good. That is commandment number 7. Thou shalt not commit adultery. All right. On to the next one. And this is going to be verse 17. Look at verse 17. What number of commandment is that? And what is that commandment? Waiting for everybody to get their answers in. All right. That is commandment number 10. And it reads, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. All right, on to the next one. This is going to be verses. I want you to look at verses 8 through 11. And this verse, we're going to be memorizing for next Sabbath, okay? So, it's a kind of a long verse, but you're going to want to take some time to memorize it. And pray for God to help you memorize it, because He will. Alrighty. So verses 8 through 11 is the fourth commandment, and it reads, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. All right. On to the next one. All right, we're going to look at verse 3. What number commandment is that, and what is that commandment? The fourth commandment is going to be, we're going to memorize in Exodus 20, Sister Denise. We're just memorizing the commandments in Exodus 20. We want to memorize the Ten Commandments that God spoke. So, very important. All right, very good. That is commandment number 1. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. All right. On to the last one. Here we go. I want you to look at verse 15. And it's a short verse. You can put the verse in the room. What number of commandment and what verse is that? Verse 15. All right, very good. That is commandment number 8. Thou shalt not steal. All right, praise the Lord. You all did a great job. And then next Sabbath, we'll be going over the commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5. But we're going to memorize commandment number 4 out of Exodus 20. And so, have a great Sabbath, everyone. I love you all. God bless. See you next Sabbath.